Good afternoon, everyone. I will call the meeting to order. This is the February 16th, 2023 meeting of the TRPA Hearings Officer. My name is Andrew Strain, and I'll be serving as the Hearings Officer today. Item two on our agenda is the approval of the agenda today. I'll ask the staff if we have any changes to the agenda as it's previously been noticed.
No changes.
Seeing none, I will approve the agenda as it's been listed and has been posted. Item three on today's agenda are the public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as the announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item or on any other issue may do so at this time. However, public comment on the announcement of appeal rights or public hearing items will be taken at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. At this time, I will ask Georgina to look for a show of hands from anyone who'd like to address the hearings officer as I've just described it. Georgina?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And we do not have any hands raised.
Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on to agenda item number four, the announcement of appeal rights. I want to let everyone who's in the meeting today or those listening know that any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA Governing Board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application is found on the TRPA's website. We'll move on to item five, our public hearing items. We have two today. Item 5A is the Pfeiffer Land Capability Challenge located at 5631 Rhodesia Road in Placer County, California. The assessor's parcel number is 116-210-027. The TRPA file number is LCAP2022-0506. Julie Roll is our staff member handling this item today. Julie, will you please begin?
Sure. This is Julie Roll, and as Andrew mentioned, this is a land capability challenge. The TRPA recommendation is to change the land capability from Class 1C to Class 6. This project was reviewed on behalf of TRPA by contractor Phil Scholes, and he's on the line with us today, so he can give a little bit more in-depth description of the site and what he found. But before he does that, I'm just going to say that we did not receive any public comment prior to this meeting and no changes to the staff report as it was posted.
Thank you, Julie. Phil, will you please describe your field work and the findings that you came up with?
Yeah, the site is a relatively level site that sort of dips to the southwest, I believe. And it's in an area that's mapped having a shallow depth to bedrock, but there have already been several challenges in that neighborhood. Each of those involved a backhoe pit. This one, we had two backhoe pits. And what we found is that while there are exposed boulders at the surface and it looks rocky, in fact, they're just big rocks, and there's plenty of soil between those rocks, and they typically go down 4.5, 5.5 feet before you start getting into some weathered bedrock. So, in fact, these soils are considered to be a higher capability than what is mapped, meaning that the bedrock's not so close to the surface. So in this scenario, and like many of the others in this neighborhood, the soils resemble the George Tahoma complex, which is an intermingling of two soil types, but they are both considered to be class six soils, meaning that they have relatively deep profiles. They have textures ranging from clay loam to sandy clay loam, and they have no evidence of a seasonal high water table or other root restricting layer in the upper 40 to 60 inches of the surface.
Very good. Anything else, Phil?
The only other thing, you know, is that all of the soils and landscape on that site are under 15% slope, so that lends itself to only one map unit or one slope class, and in this case, for the class 6.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. And yes, I believe we have considered previously land capability challenges in this area with similar findings in the field based on the soil test pits and the measurements of the slope and other characteristics. Do we have anyone on? Oh, sorry, go ahead, Phil.
Just going to say sort of as a final comment, just because this one lot and several of the others that have had challenges, you know, went from a 1C to a class 6 or sometimes a class 4, that doesn't mean that there isn't shallow bedrock in that vicinity. I do have a challenge I did a number of years ago that we concluded about half of that lot was shallow bedrock. So these kind of challenges are done on a site-by-site basis and not for the entire neighborhood.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. Anything else?
No.
All right. Do we have anyone on the line today representing the applicant?
Abby was having trouble. She didn't get a link, apparently, so she was trying to log in under public. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, she just emailed me again.
Okay.
It's not working, she said. She's trying to click on the public Zoom participation link. It's not working.
Okay.
So I told her if she had comments to try to email them to me.
Let's see if I can do this.
Yes, let's take a minute or two and see if we can get her connected or get her input either way.
Okay, I just sent her the link.
Okay, cool.
Oh, there she is. Okay. So there's...
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Abby.
Good afternoon. Can you please identify yourself for our record?
This is Abigail Edwards with Tahoe Land Planning.
Good. Thank you, Ms. Edwards. And any comments or input on this item?
No comments. We agree with the findings. That the TRPA soil consultant came up with and are happy with the results.
Very good, thank you. Anything else?
No, nothing else.
At this point, I'll open the public hearing and ask Georgina to please look for a show of hands for anyone who'd like to provide public comment on item 5A. Georgina?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone. Don't see any hands raised.
All right. Seeing how we have no public comment to be offered on this item, I will close the public hearing, take action on the project. Based on the information that's included in our packet for this item 5A, including the soil consultant's determinations, fieldwork, conclusions, and the rationale on which the TRPA findings are based, I will approve the Pfeiffer Land Capability Challenge, moving the entire parcel from a Class 1C to a Class 6, as it is shown in our staff report. Thank you, and thank you, Phil, for being on the line with us today, and thank you, Ms. Edwards. Let's move on to item 5B. North Shore Townhouse Association, Bowie Field Expansion. Located in Placer County, California, the assessor's parcel numbers are 093-060-019 and 093-570-025. And the TRPA file number is Moore 2021-1823. Matt Miller is our staff planner on this item. Matt, will you please begin with a brief presentation?
Yeah, this is Matt Miller, Senior Environmental Specialist with TRBA. The North Shore Townhouse Association is proposing the addition of 6 new mooring buoys, expanding the existing homeowners association, the existing buoy field from 16 to 22 mooring buoys. The expanded buoy field will consist of 22 mooring buoys in total, the lakeward of the two parcels you previously listed there, Andrew. And the project also includes 48 square feet of fish habitat mitigation for the 6 buoy anchors that will be in and near feed and cover habitat. The staff recommendation, staff recommends the hearing officer make the required findings and approve the project subject to the special conditions of the draft permit. We did not receive any public comment on this item to date.
And Matt, can you please briefly describe the eligibility, how they meet the eligibility test for additional mooring buoys at this time?
Yeah, so there's a bit to go in the numbers here, but the existing homeowners association serves 52 residential units. So this existing buoy field serves 52 residential units. They currently have 16. They're able to expand for the first 5 years of the shoreline program up to 50% of the total number of residential units served. So that means they have 52 units. They could expand up to 26 mooring buoys in the first 5 years of implementation. They're proposing to expand to 22, which is still below that number. They're also limited by the amount of mooring buoys they can expand by per year. So not per 5 years, but per year. And that's 20% of the existing field. An existing field is 16 mooring buoys, so they are able to expand. They're meeting those requirements for the 2 years that they've applied for. They have allocations from 2 years of the mooring lottery.
And we're doing 2 years worth of allocations.
That's correct.
At this time, because can you explain why?
The applicant submitted an application that TRPA was unable to act on for the first mooring buoys, and this subsequently revised their plans and submitted a second application for those additional mooring buoys they received in the second lottery.
Okay. Yes, I don't remember that we'd seen one for this.
No.
HOA previously?
We have not.
Okay. And what year, I know you and I have had this discussion at least once, what year are we in of the shoreline plan life implementation?
We're not in year five, but that is a discussion we're having right now of how that code section is being interpreted. The shoreline plan was passed in 2018, the end of 2018, and adopted by the board. So we're about 5 years out at the end of this year. It does say implementation, so there's kind of two different ways to interpret that. So we're determining with council where that puts us for the next mooring lottery.
Marcia, do you have any insight into that?
I'm sorry, that would be John.
Oh, that would be John. Yeah. Give me an opportunity to ask Marcia a question.
I didn't want to put her on the spot.
Okay. So your discussions are we in year 4 or year 5? Is that right?
We currently know we haven't reached the fifth year of implementation. It's just whether it's 5 years of Maury lotteries being run or if it's 5 years from the date of the plan being adopted. And we haven't hit either of those thresholds yet.
Right. And do you know when that might be clarified?
Soon. I would hope in the next month here we end this current Maury lottery.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lottery going on right now that ends at the end of this month.
Yes, correct.
Or March 1st.
March 1st.
Yes. March 1st. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I don't have any further questions, Matt, on this. It was straightforward, and the staff report contained, plenty of information. And Ms. Briscoe, you're representing the applicant?
That is correct.
Today?
Jan Briscoe. I'm representing the applicant for the buoy expansion, and we are in support of the staff summary and permit.
Anything else? No. All right, thank you. At this point, I'll open the public hearing and ask Georgina to look for a show of hands of anyone who'd like to provide public comment on item 5B. Georgina?
Any members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer on this item may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. And it looks like we don't have any hands raised.
Okay. Thank you, Georgina. At this point, seeing that we have no public comment to be offered on this item, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the findings of fact and the rationale on which they are based, I will approve those findings along with the rationale, and that includes a finding of no significant environmental effect. In addition, based on the same information that's in our staff report, as well as the presentation that we just had, I'll approve the project based on the information that's contained in the staff summary and the evidence that's in the record. And that includes the conditions that are contained in the draft permit that are also made a part of this staff report. The findings include chapters 4, chapter 66, chapter 80, chapter 83 of the Code of Ordinances. And with that, we will move on to our final agenda item, which is item 6, adjournment. Seeing as we have no further business, I will adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone, for participating.